Hi, this is Nadia Elgamry, data editor at the Estates Gazette. It's November, the Christmas lights are already up, and judging by the high street, the festive season is in full swing. In the last of this year's monthly market updates, we'll be looking at just how merry Christmas will be for the retailers, and how much goodwill landlords might need to have in the new year, off the back of some pretty dismal October trading figures. To help me sift through the numbers, I spoke to Matthew Hopkinson, director of the local data company, on the phone earlier. I began by asking him, with the ONS figures showing a dip in retail trading and the BRC and Springboard saying footfall suffered its worst decline of the year, how he felt about the outlook.
Well, the high street, I think, is continuing to have a challenging time because we're seeing a generic drop-off of footfall towards these larger locations which have leisure, entertainment and then also shops. And generally, obviously, in these more modern locations, which aren't invariably on the high street, you have greater propensity for click and collect. You have this parking issue. And I think what will be interesting is a number of councils have announced free parking during the Christmas period, fairly limited. So I think it will be very interesting to see if we suddenly see a bit of a comeback on the high street. I think in terms of the footfall figures, one has to be a bit careful here because I think it's a very limited number of centres that index tracks. And I think that if you look at some of the larger shopping centres and malls, and also you look at some of the larger retail parks such as Cribbs Causeway and Foss Park, you'll find that actually visitor numbers and spend are as high, if not higher, than they've ever been before. So in many ways, it's a bit of a tale of two cities, depending on where you are in the country and what kind of format you're operating from.
And you mentioned click and collect there. I know it's something that retailers are really keen on at the moment. But one of the things they're trying to grapple with is how to turn that, once they've got people to come and collect, into more cash for them. Has anyone succeeded, do you think, there?
Well, I think a number of them are starting to really get pretty sharp on it. So I think John Lewis have sort of led the way. I think Marks and Spencer, and I think Next have been exceptionally good in terms of not necessarily just focusing on click and collect, but on the order by nine or whatever it is and have it delivered next day. So it's all about order it today and have it tomorrow, I think, is fundamental, because delivery times, whether you're clicking and collecting or whether it's being delivered to your home or office, are critical in the consumer mind. And I think actually one of the key determining factors for success over the next 3 to 6 months is the ability of those retailers to optimize those channels, be it home delivery and returns or click and collect specifically, to get people back into the store and to give them the excitement. Because without a shadow of a doubt, if you click and collect, you're more likely to spend more in store than if you get a home delivery. So how do you get people off their sofas back in store? And the other interesting psychology behind it is if people do a return and they obviously get a refund, quite often they consider that as free money, and if they're given the right opportunity, they go back into store and will spend it again.
And we're now heading towards that last quarter day. Should landlords feel uneasy about it?
Well, I think if I was a landlord, I certainly would, because we know that margins are getting tighter and tighter, and we know that the costs, whether it's the debate around business rates or indeed rents, have risen. And actually, whether you're a retailer or someone at home, these utility rises are very significant. So they're going to go straight into the supply chain, straight into the retailer, and indeed the consumer's being hit. So what we do know is that the consumer is going to have less money in their pockets going forward when we look at inflation versus wage inflation. And then also we know that the costs of operating shops or delivery for retailers and manufacturing goods are increasing. So there will be quite a squeeze on with regard to that. And therefore, if I'm a landlord, I want to be absolutely certain that the retailers I've got are best supported and I'm driving footfall, but also I'd be very aware of the behaviour of those retailers nationally and what they've been doing in the last 12 months. And you can look at some big differences between the likes of M&S and Next, and obviously the situation that we've had with Blockbuster and Barrett's, and then other questions around operators such as WH Smith. So there's a lot of change happening, and I think it's about making sure that the deck of cards you've got in your hand, which is in your asset, are the best possible deck to go forward for consumer spend.
Matthew, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.